Yeah, it doesn't make any difference a few days, because that's a long time to be up there, Emil. It almost seems impossible, you know, something so delicate in an environment that's so hostile to the material, to the electronics and everything, and keeps going and going. You know, back in World War II, a little bit of history. Back in World War II, Japan being part of the Axis, Japan being in cahoots with Germany and that, and against the Allies, sent balloons that went across the Pacific, and the idea was for them to land in the U.S. or Canada and set fire to the forests. Well, as it turns out, it didn't really work too well, but a lot of them did still make it to the U.S. and Canada. Years ago, there's been evidence of those things being found in the forest. Now, I don't know the details, what kind of technology they use or whatever to set fire to and all that, but Japan was way ahead of the time, and here we are doing it today as amateur radio operators, sending these things, and of course following them. Oh, goodness. Anyway, that was today's history lesson, Emil. Go ahead. I'm not sure if I left the pause there. Stand by. Yeah, we got to leave other people the frequency if they need it. No, I'm just working on patching up my kite. The few ends that have to be manicured. I'm just gonna put instead of putting tape, I'm gonna put Velcro on it. So I'll sew one part of the Velcro on it, and then the other part will. Well, you'll never be able to take it off because it's really that's what the whole kite is made of. They have Velcro pockets to insert the sticks. But I did find another 9-foot kite. Actually, the guy lives just north of North Bay, and he said he'd ship it to me there if I wanted it. Over.
Emil, be careful. You get something too big, it's going to pull you across the provincial line. Oh, goodness. 9-foot kite. Think about that. Emil, I got a text and I got to take care of it, so I'm going to let you go. I'll be back in a few minutes. VA 3HOI.
Yeah, very good. I've got to go and see if I can throw this on there. 7-3. One echo for Papa Portable Clear.
In the Delta 1-3.
YV5AL. Now you're still there, Henry?
Yeah, let me get back to you, Pierre, in a few minutes. I got to take care of this. VA3HOI.
I will be standing by. Thank you. B5AL, stand by.
Victor Echo 5 Alpha Lima, Victor Echo 5 Alpha Lima Delta, good morning.
Yeah, roger that. I'm sorry, your audio was a little bit low, so I missed your call sign. I'm sorry about that. DE3 somewhere, right? VD5 Alpha Lima. Back to you.
DE5 Alpha Lima from Echo 5 Alpha Lima Delta. I'm sorry my audio is low. The microphone is adjusted up. I just want to say good morning and hi.
All right, no problem. Well, that's a good afternoon in Saskatoon. Hi. Back to you.
I guess I can't see your clock, so it must be afternoon. So good afternoon to you, and I will stand by and let you talk to your, D1 question mark. Back to you.
No problem at all. Yeah. Thank you very much for your whistle. No problem. So what's the weather over there? In Saskatoon right now, it's about 20. It's a little bit of wind and pretty much blue sky, so that's good. Back to you.
Hi, I'm in Saskatoon, so I haven't looked out the window yet, but thank you for the weather report. Blue skies. It was pretty wet yesterday when I went to see the eye doctor. I got rained on. Back to you.
Good. So I hope everything is good for you. So, I just got some kind of a message or a phone call. So I will be on the other side quite a bit, so I'm sorry to say that. But thank you for QSO. So I hope everything is good with you, and we'll be talking to you later. V5AL will be clear.
Have a good day. Victor Echo 5 Alpha Lima Delta is clear.
VE5 Alpha Lima Delta, this is Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee, in Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit, Michigan, and I'll say good afternoon to you. My name is Henry, over.
Okay, Victor Echo 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee, is that correct? Hotel Romeo Yankee. This is Victor Echo 5 Alpha Lima Delta. Thanks for coming back. Back to you.
Yeah, I think you got the call sign correct. Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. For my name, Henry. I didn't get your name, over.
The handle here is Eldon, Alpha Lima Delta Echo November, Eldon. Okay, Henry, and where are you located? Back to you.
Yeah, nice meeting you, Alvin. Yeah, I'm located in Windsor, Ontario, right across from Detroit, Michigan. Back to you, Alvin.
Yeah, you're across from Detroit. I'm not sure where that is. Back to you.
I'm not sure if you had a question or if I understood the question or what. Alvin, when you push the PTT, press it and hold it for about 2 seconds before starting to talk, because I think I'm not getting the entire conversation from your end. I'm on Echolink. Over.
Business, okay, fine business, Tony, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. Okay, I'm using DLR, which maybe makes things a lot worse, a very slow turnaround. So I think I play with that a little bit. Okay, I keep the digital club, Victor Echo 3, Romeo Hotel, ? Back to you.
Yeah, DMR, that would explain it, definitely. Yeah, anyway, VE5 ALD, this is VA3HRY. Anyway, the call sign is Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee, so short for Henry. Just remember my name, don't worry about my call sign. I got to remember it, you don't, Alvin. Go ahead.
Hey, fine. This is Henry. I realize I don't have to remember your call letters, but it's important to remember who you talk to. And Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Hotel, I forgot again. So I agree it doesn't really matter, but I will announce my call and you will announce your call. So what are you up to today? Back to you.
Yeah, VA3HRY, returning. Yeah, had to do some running around. I did it all, and after getting home, I thought, it's still early, it's a beautiful day, so I thought I'd go for a walk, and that's what I'm doing right now. Out in the park, carrying an HC and talking to wonderful people on the Canada Hub. What a nice, relaxing way to spend the afternoon. Go ahead, Alvin.
It sounds great. I wish I were there. It's very interesting. So you're looking at a sort of a park or whatever, and I'm looking at my basement right now, so I'm very happy for you. Can you go for a walk every day? Back to you.
VA3HRY returning. No, I don't go every day. I try to go as often as I can. Sometimes I'm just too lazy. It's just nicer to stay at home and just lounge around kind of thing. But I enjoy going outside, either walks or bicycle riding or something, you know, not just for the exercise, but also to enjoy the outdoors. Anyway, Alvin, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get back to Pierre. He gave me a call, and I had a text to take care of. And so I'm going to get back to him. Good talking to you, Alvin. VE5, ALD, VA3HRY, 73, Alvin.
so much, and I will let you say good afternoon to Alvin, and we're talking to you later. So 73, and have a good afternoon. Have a nice rest. I would like to go back with Henry, V-E-3-H-R-Y-D-5-A.